I'm Walt Lindela, and this is an Upper Peninsula Health Plan update. Today we hear from Chelsea Tun, LPN and Clinical Coordinator with UPHP, with more about the Healthy Kids, Healthy Futures Children's Campaign.
The Healthy Kids, Healthy Futures campaign is a joint effort between Upper Peninsula Health Plan and Upper Peninsula Health Group that's designed to highlight the importance of preventive care and immunizations and also well care visits for children of all ages. We have teamed up with roughly 15 different practices across the UP and are promoting the campaign throughout the Upper Peninsula. This is running from July 13th through September 30th.
And you have some sort of incentives and things for folks too, and the families and the kids to get involved, right?
Yes, absolutely. We'll be giving away prizes to the practices and also to some of the kids who get seen for their visits.
Now, why are well care? I mean, it seems kind of obvious, but why are these well care visits important?
So well care visits, especially when they're done on a yearly basis, allow a provider to monitor kids as they develop and grow. The majority of the time, kids stay on schedule until they're about 4 years old, just because the visits during those early years are heavy on the immunization schedule. But then after age four, adherence to the recommended well care visit schedule tends to decline.
But in the case where you've got maybe parents will say, I don't need to bring my kid in because they seem like they're healthy.
Yes. So it's important to remember to bring your children to these visits, even if they do appear to be healthy and they're not due for immunizations. Because if there's something going on that's not yet presenting any symptoms, preventive visits such as these can catch those things early when they're usually more treatable.
And we're talking with Chelsea Tun, who is a clinical coordinator and LPN with UPHP. We're talking about the Healthy Kids, Healthy Futures Children's Campaign. A moment ago, Chelsea, you mentioned that we see that parents are pretty good with their kids, bringing them in for regular wellness checks and wellness updates until they're maybe about four, so it starts to drop off. Why is that?
So usually with immunizations being needed in those early years, we stay pretty on schedule with kids being seen. But after that, they tend to decline. But it's important for kids to be seen even if they aren't due for immunizations. As kids are getting into school and developing rapidly every year, both physically and emotionally, they're changing so fast. It's important to have those checkups. For kids between ages 4 and 11, the well care visits allow providers to assess the child's psychosocial and behavioral patterns, monitor for any hidden physical symptoms, and provide any needed anticipatory guidance to the family, which basically just means talking to them about growth and development that will be coming up for the child.
What is it about then that when you have kids that are maybe older than 11, what should parents be thinking of with wellness visits?
So for the older kids, physical and social development still continue to be monitored, but depression and anxiety screenings also become an important part of the visit, along with tobacco, alcohol, and drug use assessments. There are a number of really important screenings performed during these later years that help ensure that kids are making a healthy transition into adulthood.
Okay, we are in a pandemic right now. We know that maybe going to the doctor, going to the doctor's office, bringing their kids into that environment may not be that big of a popular idea, but you are getting the word out that these well care visits are still encouraged, especially at this time, right?
Definitely. Yes. We totally understand the concern, but we want parents to know that they should not let concerns about COVID-19 stop them from getting the preventive care for their children. The CDC, or Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, does strongly recommend continuing well care visits and immunizations for kids during this time. Providers across the UP have instituted several best practices to make their offices as safe as possible for individuals coming in for appointments.
One would think that a physician's office would be probably one of the cleanest places you could go.
Yeah, but yeah, I can certainly understand why they would be a little bit reluctant, sure. But they're saying definitely do this, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so how do we go about getting these set up? What's the way to schedule these to make them happen?
So well care visits need to be scheduled every year for children ages 3 through 18, and then really also every year for adults ages 18 and older. If parents don't know whether or not their child is due for a visit, there are a couple things that they can do. First, they can call their provider's office and check to see when the last well care visit was done, and then the provider's office can get them scheduled for the next one And then for UPHP members, they can call our office as well, and someone here would be more than happy to help look into that for them.
That's Chelsea Tun, LPN and Clinical Coordinator with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.